Important people.
These people are on the right side. These are on the left.
No, that's
not good.
No. We'll keep it at that. It was 1998, when I was probably down about in this area. We moved here from Sioux City and became the music minister here. And so some of the same people are here that would have been there back then. Changes, quite a few. Matter of fact, this whole front platform, well, it wasn't here. We had the organ, that was what we used. So it's been I wanted to start this with that 1998 that we relocated up here from Sioux City. A lot of transitions occurred, a lot of changes. Like I say, the only thing we had was the organ. So I wanted to start this way because it was kind of like that way. And then when I walked over to the piano, that was the start of changes in the style of worship, the songs, many of the same. But it was just piano then that I added. So the piano and the organ together as we would lead the singing. And then that changed a little bit. We started to add a few more. And it's been a great, great walk with all of you here. So I thought we'd start out that way and go from there and open up and have some opportunities to express my gratitude for you, all of you, and helping the transition. Then we added some instruments, and that has been a good walk too. Been great to have Lisa singing with us in that time. So, we're gonna sing with the piano.
Let us stand as we go through some of our carols. Continuing.
Joy to the world, the Lord is God. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. Nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. He rules the world with truth and grace, and glories of His righteousness, where's the wonders of love and wonders of His love and what.
wonders, wonders of His love.
You may be seated.
The call to worship this morning comes from Psalm 111. Thank you, Bob, for taking us back to 1998. Last century. You know, this is supposed to be Cannonball Sunday, which means you can shoot a cannon and you won't hit anybody. But it's not that way today. Last day of 2023. The call to worship tells us this: praise the Lord. I will extol the Lord with my heart in the council of the upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in them. Glorious and majestic are His deeds, and His righteousness endures forever. He has caused His wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow His precepts have good understanding. To Him belongs eternal praise. I'd like to welcome you to Harbor of Joy this morning. It's kind of a mix, you know, it's like going to the Chinese restaurant. It's sweet and sour. It's a sweet and sour Sunday, too, knowing that it's Bob's last time he's going to be playing with us. Doesn't mean we're running him off. He can play anytime he wants from here on out. And Lisa, you can sing anytime you want as well. So just want you to know that, you know, even though it's, I call it retirement for you, but it's going to be different around here. Not hearing you come in, bah, 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 in the mornings. But blessings on you, as I know that the Lord will guide you and lead you in the days ahead. The announcements today, I just want to highlight some things that are here. Please read them. I won't cover everything, but one is that this coming week we're going to get started on getting back into the swing of things, kind of getting back into the saddle of a brand new year. So on Tuesday at 9:30, the prayer partners are meeting in the library at 9:30. On Wednesday, because it's the first day of school, boo! I said that for the kids. That's what they wanted to say. There will be no Joy Kids, no confirmation this coming Wednesday, because we want you just to get back into the swing of things with school and into that schedule. But we'll meet the following Wednesday. Thursday, we'll start with the book of Esther. We'll continue on with that Bible study. We will meet this coming Thursday at noon, from noon to 1. And then the men's breakfast, can't forget that. I used to forget that all the time last year. Oh, this is last year. This year. In the new year, I'm going to remember it much more than I have been. The men's breakfast will meet this Saturday at 7:30 at Perkins here in Milford. Do want to let you know that be in prayer for Enid. She's got a change in her chemo treatment, some different chemo that she is on. How is she doing, Lynn? You know, I just think you're always there every day or something. I tried calling and the line's busy, and so maybe she doesn't want to talk to me. I don't know. But tell her hi from me anyway. There's a lot of crud going around, as some of you have known about that. A lot of different kinds of sicknesses and junk that's been taking place that people don't feel good. And that's why some of you are not here. Those of you on Zoom, is because you just don't feel good to be here. And we understand that. We just are glad that you are still Zooming as well. And the poinsettias, thank you for bringing the poinsettias. Those of you that have done that,
Just want you to know, take your poinsettia home today, because if you don't today, you might not see it next Sunday. So if you want your poinsettia, please take them home with you. It would have been a lot better last Sunday because it was nice and mild outside and it was raining, remember? Today you might have to cover them to get them from here to the car, unless you drive your car into the church. But I wouldn't advise that. And so there's other things that are in the bulletin. Please read those, make you mindful of them. And I'm going to have a word of prayer with you as we join our hearts together this last Sunday of 2023 before we sing O Little Town of Bethlehem. So let's pray, shall we? Heavenly Father, we're grateful for everyone that is here today, even those that have come to visit their families and have Christmas together, maybe on a later date, but they're here today, and we're thankful for each and every one. We thank you, Lord, for the concert, not really the concert, but the choir that sang last Sunday. It was just wonderful. That who could ever think that people who are so mature could have those kinds of voices? It was just wonderful to be blessed by those voices, and of course, having Bob on the piano as well. So we pray, Lord, that whatever lies ahead for Harbor of Joy, you know all about it. You always have, you always will. There are a lot of people that once were here that aren't here today. And Lord, we know that your work continues to go forward. Your ministries continue to take place. You continue to bring new people. You continue to use some of us older ones. And yet we know, Lord, that whatever we do, it's not in vain for you. And so we thank you for being with us and guiding us as you have always done, and you always will in the days ahead. Be with Bob and Lisa too, Lord, with the change in their lives and the adjustments that will be there for them too. Thank you for his service, and thank you for his gifts. And whatever you have in store, Lord, if it's just someone else that's going to be playing and working with the praise band, who knows? I have no idea. But this does not take you by surprise, never has. It never will, even though it takes us somewhat by surprise. But we can trust you, and we can continue to look to you and pray for the days ahead. And your praise is eternal, as we heard today in Psalm 111. May you use this day to speak to our hearts, as it's the last Sunday, the last day of the year of 2023. There's no better way to start a new year than to know that we have Jesus Christ in our hearts and in our lives. And so, Lord, bless this service and all that takes, everyone that takes part in it as well. Patty, as she gives a children's sermon today, and the singing that takes place. Be with Bob as he plays the piano, and as he just shakes and rattles the dust off the ceiling, as we know he has and that he can do. We bless you and we thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us. We don't deserve it. But thank you for all that you've done and will continue to do for us in the days ahead. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, is there a, yeah, there is a song.
I was thinking as Lisa and I walked over here to church, that's just how we, 1998, when we would walk over to church, then here we are. It's almost like a full cycle, and have Simon here have come this morning too, as well. Transitions are difficult. But praise God, he's the one that's in charge.
how still we see the light above thy deep and dreamless sea, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light, the hopes and fears of all. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered up above. While mortals and angels keep their watch of wandering love. Morning stars together proclaim the holy sing to God the King and peace to all on earth. How silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of
Griffiths is going to come and lead the children's sermon. Kids, you want to come up here? I love how you just run up here. Come on up here, because Patty wants you to sit up here, I believe. And I'll move this thing here. Here you go, Patty.
Thank you for coming up. You can sit on the floor, too, if that's easier. So, raise your hand if you got a Christmas gift. Raise your hand if it was toys or games or candy. Raise your hand if you got groceries for Christmas. Nobody got groceries? Okay, show me your face that you had when you opened your Christmas present. Show everybody what your face looked like. Did you have a big smile? A surprise face? Very good. Okay, I want to show you a picture. You can see it on the screen back there. These are my friends. It's Leah, Enoch, and Warya Tatsiki. It's a different name, isn't it? They got groceries for Christmas. And look at how big their smiles are. They were really happy. They got rice, cooking oil, and soap. And then I'll show you another picture. This is my friend Emmanuel. Look at that huge smile he has. He got groceries, and I want to read the thank you letter he got. He wrote to the people that sent him money to get groceries. It says, "Lord Jesus be praised. I thank you very much for this Christmas gift. I thank you very much again. We are sure to eat food for Christmas like other people. Our parents have abandoned us, but God feeds us. God bless you very much, and may God give you long life. So with that big smile, do you think he gets to eat every day? Or is this pretty special? Yeah, there's a lot of people all over the world, and even in our area, that don't get to have food every day. So it's something we need to thank Jesus for, isn't it? So 10 years ago, my friend Lawrence asked me if I would start a school with him over in East Africa. And we started the school. And you know, it says in Psalm 37:4 in the Bible, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. You know, I really didn't know that the desire of my heart was to be with these friends of mine in Africa. I really love them, and I enjoy being with them. In Ephesians 2:10, it says, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus, to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. That means God knew a long time ago that I was going to do this, that I was going to help start a school over in East Africa. That's on the other side of the world. So he is working in your life right now for things you're going to do tomorrow, for things you're going to do when you're old like me. Isn't that cool? So all of our students over there on the other side of the world live in severe poverty. They don't have cars. They don't have running water. They don't always have food. They don't have electricity. We kind of take all that for granted, don't we? Most of our students walk 2 or 3 hours to get to school every day. One, she has a 4-hour walk, but she told me she runs most of the way, so she doesn't have to get up so early in the morning. But our school's a little different than what your school is. It's called a vocational training school. So they learn to make clothes, and they learn to make furniture so that they can make money when they get out of school. They're not very old either. Some of them start when they're only 13 years old. And then when they get done, they'll be able to make some money and earn a living. So then they will be able to buy groceries for their parents, and they'll be able to pay the fees for their brothers and sisters to go to school. Do you know any teenagers that do that? It doesn't happen very often here, does it? The best part about our school, though, is that they learn about Jesus. The village or town that our school is in, most of the people have an Islam faith, and so they don't know Jesus. But the parents don't care if they come to our school or not, because they just want them to learn a trade so that they'll be able to make money. So it's kind of cool that they come to our school, because have you ever heard of the Holy Spirit? It works on our heart, and they learn about Jesus, and the Holy Spirit works on our heart so that we come to know Jesus, and we come to love Jesus. So every day when they come to school, in the mornings and before they leave, they have a worship service, kind of like church, but it's short. They sing songs, and over there they dance. They can't just sing. They move and they dance, and they read the Bible, and the Holy Spirit helps them learn. And every Friday, a local pastor comes and tells them more about Jesus. And that Holy Spirit starts working on their heart, and they realize they want Jesus to be in charge of their life, kind of like we want Jesus to be in charge of our life. It's pretty amazing. So Thursday, I get to get on a plane. About the time you guys go to school, I'm going to get on an airplane, and I'm going to head on over there. And on Friday, about the time you guys get out of school, I'm going to get to my motel over there. It's going to take a long time, isn't it? It's on the other side of the world. And then on Saturday, we're going to have graduation. It'll be the fourth class of tailoring students or sewing students and the third class of carpentry students. And then they'll get to go out and make money, and they'll be able to buy groceries. Isn't that exciting? So Maria, she's going to come up a little later. She's going to be on a team that comes the next week, because that after graduation, I'm going to meet the new students that come in and get to know them. They speak another language. They speak Swahili. So I'll have to have an interpreter, but you can talk to people without using language. Sometimes we make faces at each other, or we high five, or sometimes we dance. So there's a lot of ways to communicate without language. But Maria and the team's going to come. They're going to be eight of us all together once she comes. They're coming from Virginia. They're coming from Arizona, Michigan, Minnesota, Iowa. And we're going to have an eyeglass clinic because they can't. A lot of people only make a dollar or two a day. So they can't afford to go to an eye doctor. So between the eight of us, we're going to have 3,000 eyeglasses so that we can test their eyes and have glasses that will be the right strength and fit their face so that they look nice and they'll be able to see. But when they come to our clinic, the very first thing they're going to do is learn about Jesus. That pastor that comes to our school on Fridays, he's going to be there, and we're going to have bracelets for him to give to each of them. And he's going to tell them about Jesus, and the bracelet will help them remember. He's going to tell them how much Jesus loves them and that Jesus can take their sins away. Isn't that cool? And I get to do this. And Jesus is working on something special for each one of you guys to do tomorrow and when you get older. Isn't that amazing? Jesus cares very much about each one of us. So after we work hard having this eyeglass clinic, the team gets to go on a safari. Have you ever heard of a safari? Have you ever heard of the Serengeti? We're not actually going to the Serengeti. That's a little further away. But they're going to go on to some national parks. And when God created the world, he created some amazing animals, didn't he? And birds and trees. And then after that, it's time to come home. But, you know, while we're gone, a lot of things are different over there that can be dangerous to us. Like the food is different. It can make people sick sometimes. The water isn't safe, so we have to drink bottled water. The roads can be a little dangerous sometimes. So if you guys can pray for us while we're gone, that would be really helpful. Do you want to pray with me now? Okay. Our good God, be with Maria, myself, and the rest of the team as we prepare for our trip to Tanzania. Keep us healthy and prepare our hearts for your service. Give us strength for each day and boldness to meet the needs you present to us. Give me wisdom and discernment in the interaction with meeting with staff and students. Give us all good rest, energy, and understanding. Let your light shine through each of us so everyone we encounter knows we have the hope of Jesus. And God, all of these young people here today are very special to you. Keep working in their lives to prepare them for the good works you have planned for them in the distant future and also planned for tomorrow. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. You know those two Bible verses I told you about? I have them written on these cards, and I'd like to give each of you one of these. It has, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And it also has Ephesians, for we are God's handiwork created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for each of us. And you can put it in your bedroom or in the mirror in your bathroom so that you can look at it often. And remember that God's working to give you what will make you really happy if you follow in his ways. Okay? Thank you for coming up.
Thanks, Patty. Bob, you want to play a song?
Born is the King.
I don't know how many of you have seen the movie The Sound of Music, where the Von Trapps said, "So long, farewell, a vida zain, good night." It's kind of the way it feels here today. But will you please stand as we hear God's word today? It comes to us from Luke chapter 2, verses 21 through 24. It's not that long. And we hear a little bit about what happens after Jesus is born. There's not a whole lot that the Bible tells us about Jesus in his younger days, but here is one place. Luke chapter 2, verse 21. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise him, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he had been conceived. When the time of their purification according to the law of Moses had been completed, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Heavenly Father, as we continue to look to you this morning and to learn things about Jesus and his parents, Joseph and Mary, may you use what is said and what is shared here today in a way that will speak to our hearts here this morning. Thank you that you are the Noel. Thank you that you have brought about what we know as Christmas and how we need to keep Christ in Christmas as well. And so we just pray your blessing upon this time of the service in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Patty stole a little bit of my thunder here this morning. I didn't know she was going to do that. But I want you to think about this question for a bit here this morning. What did you get this Christmas that was new and surprised you? Think about that. Anything you received for Christmas that was new and it surprised you or brought a smile on your face. Anybody wearing anything that they were given? Oh, you are. Okay, Allison. Okay, I'm going to come down here. I want to hear what you got. Your earrings, Allison. You got earrings. Is it from Nikolai? From where? Good choice. Can never go wrong with jewelry. What else did we get? Let's go on this side. Did we get, anybody get anything over here? Did you have Christmas? You ate? Usually that's before or after a little. Yeah. You got a jacket? Oh, a new tennis racket. Okay, I've got to remember, I'm old. I don't hear everything so clear. Yes. You got new shoes. Good for you. Let me see them. Okay, she's not wearing them. All right. But thanks for letting me know that, though. But I'm saying that everybody probably got something new. And what did it do for you when you saw that? You kind of put a smile on your face and you go like, oh, I didn't expect that. How many of you peeked at your gifts before Christmas to know what you were getting? Have you ever tried that? I used to do that. I'd advise you never to do that. Because it takes away the joy when you know what you're getting. New. When you think of Joseph and Mary, look at what they received that was new. Whenever a baby comes into a family, that's something new. Your life has changed for a long time. But it's a good thing. But I want you to think a little bit about what it says here in our scripture text today. That, you know, they had to go back to Jerusalem 8 days later after Jesus was born. Not an easy trip. Took planning to go from Nazareth back to the temple in Jerusalem. Because on the eighth day, well, maybe they had a rabbi there in Nazareth that they could take Jesus to. But it says that Jesus was circumcised. You know what that is? Talk to your parents. I'm not getting into that. But it's a very important thing. It was a sign that God had given to Abraham and to all the Hebrew people that would make them different from all the other people. The first male child was to be circumcised, and all the males after that as well. That's why sometimes you'd hear the back in the Old Testament where the people, the Jews, would call the uncircumcised. You think about the Philistines, oh, those uncircumcised brutes, probably what they would say to them. But it was a sign from God. It was a covenant that God made with them. You've got to look at it. This is very personal when you think of it. To circumcise the firstborn male. Jesus was that for Joseph and Mary. There were laws that they kept, so they took their parenting skills, their parenting of what they had learned as they grew up from their parents and were now in that whole situation in their lives of they have their own baby that they're going to raise. And because they were Jews, they then followed the laws of the God who was in the Bible that was a Jewish God for the Jews and for the Gentiles as well. So I want you to think about this for a little bit as far as what did Mary have to put up with as well as Joseph? We don't know the age of Joseph. We don't know the age really of Mary either, but she was visited by an angel at a young age and was told that God was going to do something very special for her. The present she was going to receive was that she was going to become pregnant. She's going to be with child. A miracle, because they never had relations as man and woman. So think about them as when they had to tell their parents, or the parents found out that she was with child. How do you suppose that conversation went? What kind of things did Joseph have to put up with and hear about? They became the talk of probably their village. And they had to go through this for the entire pregnancy. And then they had to go down to Bethlehem because of the census. It's amazing. But when you think of circumcision, that Jesus was circumcised on the eighth day after his birth, it's probably the first time he began to suffer. The first time he bled for us. The very beginning of his life, 8 days old. Some of the things that are taught in Genesis chapter 17, verse 10, it talks about the covenant that God has made with his people. And it says there very, very plainly, very clearly, it says, every male among you shall be circumcised. Every male 8 days old must be circumcised. My covenant in your flesh is to be an everlasting covenant. Any uncircumcised male will be cut off from God's people. because he has broken my covenants. That's where it's very personal. It was a big deal that this took place. If they were not circumcised, could they then be considered a Jew? Could they be considered a part of God's family? According to God's covenant, they could not be. So it's very important. It's oftentimes we look at baptism in today's language, in today's setting, referring back to circumcision in the Old Testament. It's important that that is done, that that happens. Something that God does. It's a spiritual thing that God does in the life of every person. We go to Exodus chapter 13. It says that the Lord, verse 2, Exodus 13, 2, the Lord said to Moses, consecrate to me every firstborn male, the first offspring of every womb among the Israelites belong to me. The word consecrate means this: to be given to God. That's why they had to go to Jerusalem. They wanted to go to the temple to consecrate Jesus, to give him over to God. It's the same thing that Hannah did with Samuel. And so they went to Jerusalem to consecrate Jesus, also to give him the name. And one of the things that they did when they would consecrate the first child is that Mary, first of all, she had to wait till she was had gone through the purification process. It took 40 days for a woman who gave birth to a male child to become clean. So after she had gone through the purification process, they went down to Jerusalem. And then when they went to Jerusalem to consecrate Jesus to the Lord there at the temple, Joseph and Mary had to give a sacrifice for Jesus, but they were too poor to buy a lamb. And that's why they believe that Joseph and Mary were very poor, because they only could afford a bird, a dove, or two young pigeons. But remember this, Jesus is the Lamb, even though his mom and dad were poor. Jesus was dedicated, consecrated, and given to the Lord early in his life. Now, if the woman had a firstborn daughter, not me writing this, it took a woman 80 days before she could be pure and purified and made clean. Aren't you glad we don't have to deal with that kind of thing today? And the reason we don't have to deal with that today is because of Jesus Christ, who came into this world. The civil laws we do not have to keep anymore. Jesus fulfilled all the laws in his life for us. I just want to just conclude by saying this. As Joseph and Mary focused on their son, Jesus, we need to focus on Jesus Christ as well today. There were two other people that they met at the temple that they did not count on. One was Simeon. We don't know how old he was, but he was given the word by God that he would not die until he had seen the consecration of Israel come, the Messiah come. And when he saw baby Jesus, he knew that this was the answer. And while he is praising God and Joseph and Mary are listening to what he is saying about their son, there's also an older woman who had been married, lost her husband many years before, and she got to see Jesus. So Jesus comes for both, well, for everybody, young and old, everyone in between. He comes for you here this morning as well. His suffering was with the circumcision already. And we think of the purification, 40 days, guess what? When Jesus was baptized for 40 days and 40 nights, where did the Spirit lead him? Temptation. By Satan himself. And Jesus answered Satan by using God's word every time. As a young couple who is having a baby and they're not even married yet, but to say, will you be happy for us as we're going to have a son? And they say, well, how did this ever happen? And they go like, well, an angel came and told me that this was going to take place. Now, how many people would believe that? But they would tell the story about Jesus in their lives, how he came to be. If you told people your story about Jesus, how many people would believe you in what you say? Jesus makes a big difference. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it says that Jesus Christ will make everything new. The old will pass away, the new will come. Talking about your life. The sin you used to do, you don't want to do anymore. Because that's old stuff. With Christ, now everything is new. Read that verse for yourself. 2 Corinthians 5, 17. Newness brings joy. Just like what you received, what you just experienced here a week ago, or 8 days ago, with Christmas. Newness brings joy. But there's nothing like it when it comes to Jesus Christ, because his joy will last for eternity. It lasts forever. Not just one day or a week. And the good thing about Jesus is that you don't have to worry about batteries or apps. No kinds of instructions to read of what, how you're supposed to put this together or what you're supposed to do with this thing. There's no credit card statement that will come in the mail telling you how much you spent or what you charge in order to get these Christmas gifts that will be coming to you. You know what? Jesus paid your bill on the cross. He paid it in full. That's the best gift you can ever be given, is what he's already done for you. Do you believe it? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, where would we be without you in our lives? Thank you that you can change an old dog to do new tricks. But in such a way where people know that something has really happened in your life, because they see it on the outside of you. So Lord, we pray that you do the changing within everyone that is here today, that you start within our hearts. It's inside of us, but it will make a big difference on what is seen on the outside because we live for you. Thank you for being that wonderful gift that will last forever and ever. For oftentimes we want things that will just make us happy for a little while, and then we don't like it anymore. May that never be the case with Jesus in our lives. We ask this, Lord, in Jesus' name. And may we pray the prayer that you taught your disciples to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. After we say the Apostles' Creed together, have you stand. I also want Patty and Maria to come forward as we do a little commissioning service for them right after we do the Apostles' Creed. So please stand as we say the creed together of what we believe. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. Of Patty and Maria, come on up. Come on up here. Did you guys talk to each other? How are you going to dress? You know? Kind of coordinates, doesn't it? Well, we're going to pray for you as a church because we're really excited that you're going overseas doing what is probably going to change your life. Again, Patty, how many times have you been over there?
This will be 15.
This is our 15th trip. 15 trips. Maria, it's your first one, right?
First time.
Okay. Well, don't lose sight of her in the airport. No.
She's not traveling.
Oh, she's not. Oh.
She's going to meet us in Kilimanjaro at the airport.
Oh, okay. Kilimanjaro, that's the other side of the world. I just want to pray for you. Know that as you go, that we'll be praying for you. And you know when you come back, you will see this country, the life you have been living here, a whole lot differently than what you're going to see over on the other side of the world, no doubt. So let me just pray for you. Heavenly Father, as Patty and as Maria go to where you are leading them to go, may they find that there is a trust relationship with you like they've never, ever been able to experience before in their life, because everything is in your hands. You will see them through the customs, through the airports, the flight over, and the things that take place in Tanzania, big country called Africa. But Lord, there's something you are also going to reveal to them and to show them that you're not going to be able to do here in Milford, Iowa. So whatever that is, may they be sensitive to what that will be. And Lord, I know they feel already blessed that they're going, but it's not going to be anything near what they will experience there. So we pray that we will hear from them when they come back. And we know that they will not be the same. So may you go with them. May you just take care of all their needs and the surprises that they come into, that may they know that, Lord, you're there with them and you will see them through. And so we just pray your blessing upon them today and the days ahead. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Yeah. Receive the benediction. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. And may he touch your heart and touch your life each and every day. Because he loves you. He cares for you. Amen.
Traverse afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder storm. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading still. Guide us to thy perfect map. Born a king on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again. King forever, ceasing never, over us all. Westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect. Frankincense to offer have I, incense owns the deity nigh, prayer and praising. All men sing over Yana. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy purpose. A life of gathering gloom, sighing, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in the stone called tomb. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Glorious now, behold him arise. Hallelujah, earth to heaven replies. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Go in peace and serve the Lord.